What's going on, guys? You're listening to another episode of What in the World podcast, where we discuss all things past, present, and future with the sport of whirlyball. Steve Vogt, the ambassador here, alongside Mark Mills, a.k.a. Cramyar Slim.
Hello.
And, of course, everyone's friend, Mr. Noah Aaron.
How we doing?
We're doing pretty good today. You know, it's been a minute or two since we've gotten together to talk about this game that we love so much. We actually haven't played whirlyball for, it seems like a minute. Well, no, I take that back. Noah, you and I, we played this past Monday for the first time, which seemed like, what, a couple months?
For the first time in like 2 months, yeah.
Right.
Wait, you guys played Monday?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pickup games.
Oh, did you? Wait. Hold on a minute.
Controversy.
Did you not get the text?
No, I never got a text.
Oh, and I was, that was the first thing I was going to ask when you showed up. I was like, where were you on Monday?
Like, yeah. I never got a text. And then I messaged someone else. I was like, I guess no whirlyball. And they're like, oh, yeah, I guess there wasn't enough people that responded.
Well, so, all right. Controversy. Perhaps.
Perhaps.
So Ben was trying to get 10 people to get pickup games.
And keep in mind, he's doing this while in the state of California.
Which is a state of mind.
Yeah.
I think he was going down a list until he got 10. And so the controversial part is,
he ended up getting 12.
He didn't get to M, but he did get to V.
Yeah, VNS.
Yeah. He got to 12 and then said, all right, you guys figure it out. You got 12, play 3 games. But we didn't. We played 4.
What?
Yeah, well, and then we did it with 11 because Barrett, he backed out.
Yeah, but Chris Laughlin came.
Oh, okay. And, okay, so we did have 12. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, anyways, Mark, I guess you know...
You weren't on the list.
Yeah, no. You weren't on the list, I guess.
I'm a little upset, to be honest.
I would be, too, yeah, considering you haven't played, you know. Yeah. So, Ben, if you
don't
do listen to this...
Don't be sleeping
on
Mark Mills?
Yeah. Jeez. You don't sleep on Cramyar Slim.
Maybe he did this on purpose so we'd have this disgruntled conversation.
I know, you know.
Controversy.
I can't imagine it was that thought through. I think it was, Ben was taking a pretty laissez-faire approach of like, all right, you guys, just tell me who's just show up or not, or I don't know, call Tony, I think, was kind of the vibe I got
right
from the table.
Yeah, I don't take it personally, Mark. I mean, you do.
I'm coming after you, but you know what? Off the friends list again.
Oh, in the sin bin.
All right.
Just like that. This is why. This is exactly why.
So he's just going to have to like... invite you and only you to make up for it.
And then he wants us to help stuff on our Facebook page? No.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. He did text us about...
Wait. Well, I didn't get that text. But he probably knows that I'm not a Facebook guy.
Yeah, probably not. But essentially, yeah, he sent that invite for league and national players for a new Facebook group because we already have so many of them already. You know, what's one more?
All right. So correction. He did actually go out of his way to text me specifically to let me know that there was a Facebook thing happening because he knows I'm not on Facebook.
Oh, well, okay. He texted everybody that though about the group, right? Or did, yeah, are you right saying he just texted you specifically?
Well, I think he Facebooked everybody else.
Oh,
he sent a giant text saying
he was going to do that. But he also said he was going to text people about playing Monday.
Oh.
So.
Yeah. Well.
Which I didn't pay enough attention, but I was talking to some of the guys on Monday. Sorry, Mark, you weren't one of them.
I know.
About when we're getting our Nationals teams, and it doesn't sound like we're going to do it for a bit.
Yeah, it sounds like we're going to have an 8-week at least season, maybe a 10-week season, and starting on Valentine's Day, that's going to take us into April, and then in April we'll get our teams, or something like that.
Not great. Not great, yeah. And, I mean, I'm not sure... Can it be avoided? I don't know. I mean, I think it could if we just, you know, bunker down and just, you know, thought of teams, went with them. I mean, it's easier, you know, for some divisions over others, I guess, but...
You know what I've noticed? So a couple of things. First off, it's really nice to get to hang out with you guys again, be talking Whirly Ball. It's been so long. And I got to be honest, this social activity of just like complaining about shit and whining, I have missed this. This is what I needed. All right, where were we going from there?
A real bitch fest.
An observation that I've had is that, you know, a lot of our A players, they don't really need practice. Obviously, it would behoove everybody to practice more and they could improve. But the A teams that we have fielded, they know what they're supposed to do. They have unspoken communication. They read the game the same way. They don't talk a lot when they're on the court.
No, they don't.
And so having practices and being in teams and playing with your teams beforehand is, I think, I get a lot more out of it than I think some of the other A players do. And I think a lot of our, you know, B and C players would get more out of earlier teams than the A players do. And I wonder if that's a factor in teams not getting made early enough, because the A players, you know, the senior guys, ultimate players, are making the teams and the arrangements, and they don't see a lot of value in for them in making the teams earlier. And you typically have to make the A teams first so that you know who's going to be in B, who's going to be in C. It kind of trickles down. So I wonder if that's a systemic reason, a different perspective.
I like where your thought's going with that.
It's a generous thought. It's a generous thought, given, you know, some implying or believing that there's
some rationale behind a weight.
Yeah, that there's no
lack of, you know, being prepared and yeah, I don't know. It's just, either way you look at it, I find it somewhat disturbing. I mean, yeah,
distressing for sure.
And just, I mean, with all due respect to A, you know, fuck that division. I'm not in it yet. So
suck it.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's like, I'd like to know my team at this point. I would have liked to known last month, you know, because.
But like, respectfully suck it, because I'm trying to get into that.
Yes, I would like you to respectfully. I don't know. How would you say respectfully suck it? What's a good, like, euphemism
for it? Please and thank you.
Yeah, but what's more of an elegant way of telling someone to suck it? I don't know.
Fellate me.
Yeah. Please fellate me.
Yeah. And might I add,
or fellate it. Thank you. Fellate it. Fellate it, not me. Yeah. Yeah. Fellate it.
Fellate it.
Fellatiate.
Ooh, that
sounds
the worst
French.
Of all worlds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, Mark. You're coming up with all the gold today. What was it earlier Mark came up with? We were talking chess, and what was it you said?
This is going to be real tough to recreate this moment.
Yeah. Steve, hey, you know what?
This is your thing. Recreating the moment.
Hey, you know what? We're all about sharing.
We were playing chess.
Yes.
I wasn't invited.
Steve and I got here a little early.
Right.
And so we were playing some chess, working up our nerd bones. And I was making some moves. Getting the courage up to...
chess moves, by the way.
Some chess moves.
Right.
I was working on my knight moves. See, because it's funny. And then as I was getting towards, you know, the working up a checkmate, what happened then, Steve?
Mark told us to back our bishop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. All right. Can't even get the punchline right.
No.
Mark, what did you actually say?
Oh.
Slap my bishop.
Okay.
Slap my, yeah.
Again, incorrect. Smack.
Smack my bishop. All right.
All right. I'm really glad we retold that story, yeah. You guys. Got the punchline wrong twice in a row.
I wanted to keep it going.
Smack my bishop.
Well, I'll be able to listen to this in years to come, even though I don't listen to the show. But if I ever want to... I'll be able to, you know, look back and say, what was it that Mark said?
What was the thing?
And
like, was
well, Steve obviously blew it when he tried to tell the story.
Back to
Mark,
playing.
Who originally said it, couldn't even come up with it. It took
couldn't
Noah.
Even get it up.
Yep.
He couldn't what?
What?
Did he couldn't get it up? Is that
you said you blew it.
Yeah.
Then you said Mark couldn't come up with it.
Oh.
Yeah, keep going.
And I thought you said he couldn't get it up. I was like, whoa.
Well.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't blow it.
Yeah. Fellation. All right.
Welcome to an episode of Worry Ball After Dark. Yeah.
Anyways.
And remember, don't let those balls hit you in the face.
Yeah, yeah. After you fellation. But no, I just, the whole point of that was Mark was coming up with gold. He's been coming up with gold all night. I mean, you know, he normally does anyways, but
he should be left off text. Yeah. Is the moral of the story.
Yeah, exactly. And and we can always count on Noah to point out our errors.
Yeah.
And lack of truths or, you know, facts, if you want to call it.
Oh, yeah. So speaking of, like, whining and complaining.
I apologize if I'm an error-correcting asshole. I'm doing that.
Hey, you know what?
I'm becoming more self-aware in the moment.
It's okay. I mean, if we didn't have that, then, I mean, oh, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah, you're our fact checker. Yeah.
Fact check in real time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Facts.
But speaking of whining and complaining with earlier, when you guys text me and you're like, so... Steve texts me. He's like, so Noah and I were talking yesterday, which was like, he texted me Tuesday. I was like, oh man, they were talking on Monday and didn't even like talk to me at all. And now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you totally thought we were just like sending random texts or hanging out. No.
Oh man, that sucks.
So now we're getting back to Whirly Ball. What was it that we were talking about on Monday?
I don't know.
Upcoming invitational.
I didn't think it was really that important to mention, but.
Chicago Invite.
What? Woo! Coming up in, a month and a half?
It depends on when you listen to the podcast.
Right.
Coming up in 10 days.
It's April 10th
April
and 11th, right? Did I get the dates right? 10th and 11th, yeah. A Sunday and a Monday. And it's going to be at Vernon Hills Center. Make sure you go online to the Facebooks. Or contact Bill from Chicago. If you're not on the Facebooks, I'm sure he can send you the link in order to pre-register. $140.
Have you guys ponied up? Got your money in?
Yeah, I've spent all the money.
Got your receipt? I got in. I got my reservation.
Oh, I didn't know there was a receipt. I mean, I got an email, and I saved it. I don't know if that constitutes as a receipt.
You know,
though.
These days, I don't know what the difference is.
Okay. It just is not some kind of confirmation from the company saying, you gave us money for this service.
Is that not a... Yeah, I think that's what I think of as a receipt.
I mean, when I think of a receipt, I think of like a little printout.
The thermal printed paper.
Exactly, that you sign and you put a tip on there if you want. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did not tip.
Oh, neither did I. Mean,
for the registration fee.
I was 140 service is was generous, just as expected, generous as it is.
I thought so.
Yeah. So, what about you, Mark? Or have you ponied up?
Are you a lot of people, I think there's still a lot of spots
Number of individuals have inquired.
Yeah, a lot of people deciding whether or not they are going. Are you in that camp of still figuring it out? You heard it here first.
Yeah, so I believe I'm going to be going.
All right.
Still tentative?
If you had to put a percentage on it, what would you say?
I would say 90%.
Whoa!
Oh, all right. Yeah, I like the mod.
Guaranteed!
Guaranteed-ish.
Yeah. Ish.
Ish.
To be honest, like, the whole thing about all of it just gives me anxiety. So it's just like... Kind of a hard, like...
Mark, what can we do to ease...
Traveling in the pandemic?
Ease your anxiety.
No, asking for the time off.
Oh, asking for the time off of work.
Yeah.
Mark, I will do it for you, if need be. What's your boss's name?
But then I remembered it was a Sunday, Monday, which makes it a little easier.
Because you have Sundays off?
Yeah.
And you have Mondays...
Not off. It's not...
Do you happen to know anybody in the ownership?
Yeah.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah,
weird. I might know some people.
Yeah.
But I was going to talk to you guys about when you were leaving and coming back so I can kind of get an idea for all of that.
Interestingly enough, so as of right now, we might as well just kind of divulge the whole plan. So we're actually talking with Jay Fania from Seattle. About
Jersey J.
Jersey J.
From Seattle, from New Jersey.
About getting an Airbnb. for those handful of days.
Or a hotel.
Or a hotel. Either one. And we were going to actually wait till we talked to you tonight to figure out, you know, what kind of accommodations we want to get and where and so on and so forth.
But Jay found some really great tickets. Direct Seattle to Chicago. Direct nonstop. Like $226.
Yeah. I've seen those.
Yeah, I think arriving real early Saturday morning.
Right, so either leave Seattle late Friday around midnight, get there around 6 a.m.
Okay, so you guys haven't gotten your plane tickets.
We haven't, yeah.
Oh, okay, that helps as well.
So,
because yeah, I was looking
but Jay was going to put a ring on it.
Yeah, I think he's looking at leaving like midnight Friday and then getting in at 6 a.m. because he wants to go to Six Flags with Dan Doherty. And he everyone out shit. There who wants to go to Six Flags with Dan Doherty, I guess reach out to him.
I'm so happy that Dan is doing that. That's such a great activity to set up for folks coming to visit. That's awesome. Thanks, Dan.
Then because it was just a matter of kind of talking to you guys, figure out flights and stuff, and then I mean,
yeah. So I'm undecided about when, if I'm going to fly in, which day I'm flying in. But I will say, Noah and I have been talking. We're going to be staying even longer after the invite. We're making a whole week-long thing out of it.
With some similarities to what Mr. Brad Elke is doing, I believe he's also going to stick around.
Yeah, because he's going with Megan.
Yeah,
that's where the similarities end.
Yeah, we don't have a Megan to go with.
One of you can be a Megan.
This is where I was afraid this was going to go.
Yeah.
You look more like a Megan than I do.
I'm going to smack my bishop.
Oh, easy there. Easy. that's where we're at. We're definitely going to go. And, we'll fly in either Saturday or Sunday. I mean, we don't have tickets yet or anything, but we'll figure it out. And,
okay.
Yeah. So now at this point, we just need to figure out, I think probably definitely Saturday night we'll need accommodations through Tuesday morning. So we got that figured out.
Logistics aside, I have to say that I am really excited about Chicago hosting this Invitational. I'm so stoked that those guys are putting this together for us. And I think it's all in the... on the path towards Chicago hosting a national tournament.
I hope so.
Joining the rotation.
I mean, I think a lot of it will really be, if we're looking at that as a potential, I guess the question that comes to my mind is the Chicago Whirly Ball ownership actually going to show up?
I think this will be a good first test because this invitational, the difference between an invitational and nationals, while there is some difference, this is a big step. This is a big, big step. And if we can have a successful invitational tournament with national players, you know, of course, there are only going to be, how many of us, 60 of us maybe at the invitational, and at nationals there would be, you know, two or three times that. Maybe at least three times that. And if it's Chicago, maybe that invites even more people. So and it's the difference between 60 and 200.
And if the ambassador's there to encourage it all.
Yeah. Well, as the ambassador now, I would like to extend a formal invitation to Adam Elias, the owner of Chicago Whirly Ball, to come and play at the invites. You know, just get a little taste of that national atmosphere. Because I think... I want to say Sam, I believe, you know, not only did he host and he participated, I don't know if Adam's actually participated. I mean, he as the owner himself, has not hosted, but I don't know if he's actually participated in a national tournament. But this is, like we've said, a very good first step into doing that. And, you know,
honestly, whether he plays or not, just I think being able to meet some of the plenipotentiaries of Whirly Ball Nation, such as yourself, would be good. You know, like Snowy talked about, the owners of Whirly Ball are no longer, with the exception of Snowy, are no longer really players. They're disconnected from the sport, and that having that deep connection to the sport has been useful and fruitful for national tournaments in the past and allowing the sport to grow and thrive. So I agree with you. We should reach out. Now, I might suggest that it is a possibility, it's an outside possibility, but a possibility we should consider, that it's possible that the ownership of Chicago Whirly Ball, and indeed the franchise rights to much of the country, that may not be avid listeners of this podcast yet.
What?
Yet.
But we talk all things past, present, and future with the sport of Whirly Ball.
That's right. And so we're trying to communicate with the future of Whirly Ball, but unfortunately sure. It is only the present. Except while you're listening to this podcast, what we're talking about is a past conversation. So we're kind of hitting all three at the same time. We're kind of the nexus of the media right here.
What if I send him an email?
Chance is that still a thing? I don't know. Read that email is, I would say, higher than chance that he's listening to this podcast.
What? You know what? I'm blaming Bill from Chicago because, I mean, I have kind of, you know, dubbed him the, you know, kind of leader. The leader of the Chicago Whirlyball Rebels at this point.
Do we know that Bill hasn't spoken to the owner? I assume the ownership is.
Do we know
aware.
If Bill?
Yeah, no, I think he. Yeah, Bill. Bill has had. You know, I'm 90% to quote Mark.
Guaranteed
that he has spoken with Adam before regarding this particular invitational. I don't know. I can reach out and ask him.
I'd be shocked if we were just going to surprise everybody and beat the snot out of their equipment for a couple days without them being aware of it.
I mean, the people who work there are aware, but I don't know if like the whole conglomerate of Whirly Ball, including ownership, is aware that we're going to the one particular Vernon Hills Center and going to beat the crap out of their equipment.
Secret.
And by beat the crap out of their equipment, we mean respectfully bump and grind into each other.
I'm sorry. Say that again?
Respectfully bump and grind into each other.
I don't see nothing wrong.
My body telling me no.
My whirly bugs telling me no.
But my body.
I always wanted to have a team called Bump and Wind, but...
What would the winding
be? You know, like...
Oh, yeah, you wind the
winding
crack shaft.
Like steering the whirly bug crankshaft.
Yeah.
Crankshaft, like you're winding.
Yeah.
Words are hard.
But when you'd read it, it would always look like bump and wind. So it wouldn't really...
It would look like bump and wind.
So it wouldn't really work well.
Yeah, that's a good...
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Chewblocka.
I know, I want Chewblocka to happen so much.
Yeah. I was reading a thing, something about... So basketball player, defensive prowess, Serge... Ibaka.
Yeah.
Someone's girlfriend misheard and thought that everyone was talking about Sir Chewbacca.
Well, he finally got a medal. Does that mean he was knighted?
Did he get
Serge
a medal?
Or Chewbacca?
Chewbacca.
Oh.
Oh, Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Oh. Chewbacca did get a medal. Medals are... Oh, that's right. Right.
Wait,
in
but does it really episode. Count, though? Because that was more of like a hand-me-down. It wasn't really like... bestowed upon him for his service. It's like, oh, someone else used to own this.
That was pure fan service. Chewie got a medal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like making it.
Just saying, does it count?
Yeah, medals are for closers.
Yeah.
But Chewie got a medal.
So he should be Sir Chewbacca.
I mean, getting a medal, is that the... That's not getting knighted.
Wait, it is in a galaxy far, far away.
A long time ago, maybe.
Can you imagine trying to be knighted with a lightsaber?
Oh my gosh.
I mean,
burn your shoulders.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if you're wearing what is it called? Is it Beskar or
Veskar?
Veskar, yeah. Then you can get knighted with a lightsaber.
Chewie doesn't wear a lot of that.
No.
Chewie's au naturel.
You know what I always wondered? He'd get like shot by a laser but another fringed his hair.
If they had smell-o-vision.
Oh,
I feel like we would. We would have gotten a face full of
burnt hair. Sorry, I didn't grow up in a rich
hair.
Family that had smell-o-vision.
No, the theaters for Star Wars.
Well, whose fault is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I couldn't
Mark?
Afford that either.
All the theaters in New Jersey smelt like burnt hair. So I just assumed that was they had shown Star Wars at some point in the last 30 to 40 years.
And then
I couldn't afford to fly to New Jersey to get a smell-o-vision screening of Star Wars, Noah.
No, it was pretty deluxe.
Well,
yeah.
You could have stuck your thumb out and hitched a ride, Mark.
Yeah.
No,
pull yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out to New Jersey.
I would have gotten anxiety about getting the time off of work.
But seriously, Mark, you tell me your boss's name, I'll ask for the time off if you want.
Mm-hmm. I won't ask. Yeah. I'll tell him.
Oh, we'll even have Megan over here ask as well. If you don't like Megan, we can make it more masculine. I'd call you Migor, you know, if you like that.
It was, it was
Migor. The thumb point that like almost got Megan over here.
It was so well played. Do I like being called Migor as a masculine version of Megan over here?
You can be honest.
I'm not enjoying any of this.
Okay.
Please and thank you.
Suck it.
Fallation. All right. Should we talk more about this whirly ball thing that we do?
Well, yeah. I think so.
So Chicago.
Chicago invite. April 10th and 11th. Sunday.
And then also Monday.
Monday.
There is a hotel that they have gotten reserved rooms, I believe, for $90 a night. Make sure, once again, you go onto the Facebooks to check that out, or reach out to Bill Zarinkas if you're looking for details. If you have been living under a rock the past 10 years or however long Facebook has been around. Or if you just, you know, don't like to be on social media like some of us media members.
Boink.
Zoink.
Isn't that like the meta now?
Yeah. I'm sorry. It is meta.
The metaverse.
Meta.
What is the meta?
Facebook is now called Meta.
No. The company that operates Facebook is called Meta. Just like a Google, the company that operates Google is called Alphabet. But it's still Google and it's still Facebook.
Meta. Well, tomato, tomato for us simpletons.
First of all, it's tomato.
I just call them tomats.
This is more of me doing that asshole fact checking. I'm becoming, you know, I'm what? Seeing it. I'm
you know what?
To see
that's I mean, that makes you a beautiful member of this trio. You know, we need that asshole fact checker on here. Otherwise, what kind of media outlet would we be if we're just spreading lies all the time?
Let's be a real Megan sometimes.
Yeah.
When he was saying that, was making a beautiful member of the trio.
No, we cannot. We cannot make. I mean, we can't turn Megan into a negative, like, you know, connotation, because, you know, then I'll think, you know, like Elkie's wife is Megan, and she's really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, way just, better than Brad.
I can't do it. Yeah.
She puts up with him, so.
Truer words are never spoken.
Love you, Brad.
So what else about this Chicago invite do we want to talk about? I don't really know what to expect. I've never been to Vernon Hills.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
Are you going to scope the scene, Steve? Get some Steve on the scene?
Oh!
Maybe. We did get a message from Mr. Josh Montgomery from Texas on the Facebooks, and he had some, you know, interesting ideas about, you know, Nationals, Whirly Ball Nationals coming up in June 2022. And
Texas.
Yes. And he just, you know, had reached out, you know, he'd listened to the latest episode and, you know, was thinking about, you know, what we could do to improve the commentary for this upcoming Nationals.
What can we do? Josh is a sharp guy.
He just was saying, you know, more people getting in on the commentary.
Yes.
He wants to do some player interviews.
Yes.
Pre and post games.
We want to do that too.
And yeah, I told him, it's like, yeah, we've been discussing all those things in terms of the commentary. We got to get together with Gus and talk about exactly what that looks like for this upcoming tournament, because I think the big thing was, are we just going to have main commentary on court one again, or are we going to try and do commentary live streaming from court two as well? Because if we do that, it's going to be a little bit more challenging in terms of who's going to be on what court. Is it going to be something that is you know, very, is it going to be structured? Is it going to be scheduled? Are one of the three of us going to be on there? Or is it just going to be like we had it last year at some points, certain individuals were able to come up, flip on the mics, and just kind of go from there?
I think there's going to be an element of that. I think there's going to be opportunity for folks to grab the mic, much like Dan Doherty did, and get on it.
We're going to hold a tryout.
For you know, select games, maybe marquee games, unlimited tournament stuff. I think we'll probably come back as the
right.
the and handle the big games. The A crew,
right?
As it were.
Yeah, we definitely need. You know, I mean the. You know, we can be the. I can't think of anybody else off the top of my head. I hate saying this, but
don't
it's the only people I can think of.
Madden
Summerall? I have to. I'm sorry, Mark. Troy Aikman and the Joe Bucks.
Dibs on Joe Buck. I want to be divisive.
Damn it.
I'm taking Tony Romo then, because there's three of us.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I want to be Kevin Harlan.
Alternatively, we could be like Snoop and Kevin Hart at the Olympics.
I'm Snoop. Yeah.
The dibs on Kevin Hart.
I guess I'm still Tony Romo.
Yeah, you're just going to call every play as it before it happens.
This guy's going to pass it.
Yeah.
Look, there it is.
James Gill with the ball. He's just going to drive around. He's going to shoot it. It's going to go in for two.
Score a lot of points.
Yeah.
You're right, Tony.
But no, I'm glad you brought that up, though. The fact, you know, marquee games. Because I was going to say, it's like, while I'm very open to having whomever come on and do so, you know, some commentary and talk and just be overall entertaining and just having fun with it.
Yeah.
Definitely I want there to be, some, you know, a bit of professionalism and streamline to, you know, our game.
Well I think there are appropriate times when we can have a laugh, where it can be a free-for-all, like you're saying. I think there are times when, you know, it would be nice to get people who have worked with these teams, who know these players a little bit, can share a little bit of the backstories. You know, the interviews is great, get some insight. But then there's also, like, I don't know, I feel a deference and a respect for some of the games, for some of the tournament games, certainly the championship games, the unlimited tournament, where... like you're saying, there's a level of deference needed, and not saying that other folks don't have it, but
we definitely want there to be a consistent voice, a consistent presence, and you know, there to be you know, familiarity to be able to identify with the sport. You know,
yeah, we want to get better at this,
yeah.
So we're gonna need some reps.
I mean, because at some point, and not
for
some point,
job.
Yeah, it, exactly. At some point, there'll be a point where we're not playing.
Yeah,
hopefully for not a very long time. But I still want to be involved with the community,
yeah.
And by that, I'm still going to show up and, you know, still hopefully commentate and.
If anyone texts me, I'll show up.
Yeah, and you know, Mark, you're invited as well.
Oh man, that's
Mark,
great.
No, you know you're part of the trio. We need you.
Well,
we
I
want
mean,
you.
If we text him, I guess. I guess now we have to text Mark on top of
well,
it.
Well, I mean, by the time we retire, maybe texting won't even be a thing. Maybe we'll be like sending holo messages or some futuristic bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll holo you.
Holo.
Holo at you, boy.
Oh, hello, Mark.
Hello.
No, because as you get older, you don't care about technology as much. So, like,
right.
We'll have that. And I'll still have this, like, same old Samsung S20. Like, I'm not getting the hollow phone.
Did he get my tech? No, that's so 20 years ago, Mark.
Humble brag about the S20, by the way.
Yeah. Note.
I'm sitting on
yeah,
this panel.
Right. Well, all those iPhoners out there are like, who cares?
Yeah, enjoy your adapters.
Yeah.
Yeah, does your iPhone come with this sweet little stylus?
Yeah, but there's no auxiliary plug-in, though. That's the sad thing.
Oh, there is in mine, too.
Yeah, but no, not ours. The notes don't have that. Yeah. So if we wanted to listen to headphones the old-fashioned way, we're SOL.
Lies.
Oh.
What? Wait, does... Lies.
Yeah, there's a headphone that plugs into the power.
Oh, I guess you're right. You mean like a C adapter
or
headphones?
USB-C?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Samsung's got the best adapters.
Okay.
What are we talking
sorry,
about?
Sorry, more
what
lies.
What are we talking about? Technology and phones? How do you text somebody?
Speaking of technology and stuff, Steve on the scene.
Steve on the scene!
Interviews. at Nationals. I think it should be a thing this year.
And the Invitationals as well.
And Invitationals, yeah. And so I'm trying to think of how we could incorporate that. How could we do that? Would I go around with a little, what do you call the little lapel mic, and just go around and talk to people and get little snippets of interviews from people? And then
well,
we
I
can...
think we're talking about, I think that's something different. I think the little lapel mic, I think that is appropriate for us to do like a mic'd up segment.
Okay.
Where we just, maybe we're on the court and we're mic'd up, or
right.
maybe we're, you know, walking around the bar just interacting with people, and we would be at that point mic'd up. Where I think if for Steve on the scene, I'm sorry, Steve on the scene.
Why don't we have a button for that yet?
We should have a button.
We will soon.
We should also maybe get a button for mic'd up.
Yeah. Followed by an explosion.
Boom. Yeah, so for that, I think having the microphone, and then we can run around and do snippets, and they can be like long, interesting conversations, or you can be like, hey, what's the score of that game? 42-43. Thanks, this was Steve on the scene. Like, I mean, we could do all kinds of nonsense.
I mean, but when we think about running around with the mic, is it the corded mic that's plugged into
mixer? You have a Bluetooth capability that can record onto the...
I mean, so run around with my cell phone?
Yeah, why not?
Well, what else are you going to run around with?
Well, that's why I brought up like the wireless lapel. Maybe that was...
Well, then get the
wireless to what?
To the mixer?
Well, why can't you just make another microphone wireless?
I don't know. This is why I'm asking. I'm not savvy. I'm throwing the ideas out. Don't criticize me.
This is just a brainstorm.
I don't know. Yeah, this is I'm
just
throwing shit out.
Get a long extension cord.
Okay.
Get a strap for the board.
Make like a backpack.
Yeah, so you can carry it all.
You know what? Fuck this. We're going back. I'm running around with cue cards or something. I don't know.
And then you'll need like a bunch of batteries to
power it. I'm just going to like write down what people say inverted. And then run back to the mic. And then like, Josh Montgomery says.
So I asked Josh Montgomery.
He says the score is currently 35-10.
But that was about 10 minutes ago.
It's already gone up.
The game's over.
That's not the score anymore. This has been Steve on the scene. Yeah.
Everyone went home already.
Hello?
Oh, fuck you guys. Fallacious.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we've got the so-called reporter mic that is, you know.
Right.
And we have an auxiliary mic that I've got, and I've got a long cord. So even if we're tethered to the commentating board, I think grabbing people as they wander past and just having a quick, you know, quick interview, quick conversation.
Consensual grabbing.
Eventually.
Yeah. I think it's important that we... You know, differentiate that.
Is it okay if I grab you right now?
Yeah. No.
Goodbye, then. This has been Steve on the scene.
You mind if you get mic'd up?
Steve only had one person to give him permission, so that's why there's a lack of interviews.
Megan?
It was Megan.
It was Migor. All right, so... What else? Interviews, commentary, guest commentaries for Nationals.
And we should talk to Gus about the Invitationals as well.
If there's
opportunity to do this during the invites, I think that'd be a lot of fun, too.
Which would mean
more
that...
More playful.
Much difference. I'd be checking stuff, you know, be checking a lot of stuff.
I mean, if you're going for a week, would you normally check stuff for a week, or you'd normally do a carry-on?
No, I still do a carry-on. I wear the same pair of underwear for a week. It's all good.
About that sharing a room thing.
They have Lysol and shit, man. It doesn't matter. You'll be fine.
Mm. Yeah. Lysol and shit. Sounds like that.
If you shower with your boxers, they're technically clean.
Yeah, especially if you use the right conditioner and soap, you're golden.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's a travel tip for you out there.
Hot tip. Travel lightly.
Save money.
One pair of
boxers. I mean, instead of... I like hot tips better than... what was it you were saying earlier?
Fact checks?
Fact checks or... No. I'm sorry. I lost it.
Smack my bishops?
Yes.
I mean, nothing's going to top that. Yeah.
Except for hot tips.
Hot take.
Hot tips.
Hot mic.
Mic'd up.
Yeah, that's it. Mic'd up. Hot tips. I like that better than mic'd up.
Oh, okay.
They're two different things. Yeah, I get it. But one just has one more
you
pizzazz.
Hit someone a mic, you're like, hot tip.
No, it's hot. Don't touch it. The tip of this microphone is quite hot. It's alarming.
I mean, we'll make a button for them all, and, you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah, into it. Right, so we should talk about getting commentaries at invites. I think we can get weird with it a little bit. I feel
like late night weird.
If the games do go late, I think there's a schedule they're going to try and keep us to.
Nice,
nice,
nice.
That's nice.
But no, what? Please elaborate. I mean, by weird.
By weird, I mean we can be a little bit more experimental with, you know, having guest hosts. We can have interviews. We can have open mics. We can have, you know, there's hot not tips. As much need for deference to the game and the sport and the players during invites.
Right. Okay.
It's a time for
we don't need to be marquee.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you know, also now that you mentioned that, in terms of, you know, the Whirly Ball brass of Chicago being that, you know, let's say, you know, if ownership were to show up.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Now, and they were to see this.
Then we can have a nice conversation with them, watching the game together with some professional equipment.
We could even get, you know, them to jump on and talk with them about the game.
Have a little interview with
them.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hot tip. I would recommend that you don't smell like Lysol and shit if we interview.
Yeah. That's what the shower.
Is it okay if I grab you?
I smell of Lysol.
Just okay. All the shit talk and grabbing. Just. I'm dying over here. All right.
Good.
That was a hot tip.
That was a hot tip. Hot tip.
Yeah.
Have some basic hygiene when meeting important business people.
Exactly. Write that down. But yes, Whirly Ball Brass, if they happen to show up and we could interview them and just, you know, and not even informal, just get them in on talk just, with them about the game and just,
their feelings.
Yeah, totally low key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be really special.
But yeah.
I think we should get some fedoras to look more professional on the mics.
Mm. And like overcoats? Because, I mean, Chicago.
Yeah, it is windy.
Yeah.
You know, just totally random fedora talk really quick. You guys watch. I assume you watch the Mariners every now and then, right?
Occasionally.
Yeah. So there's this guy, you know, one of the commentators, you know, or broadcasters, he wears a fedora and it totally just does not suit him. Do you guys know who I'm talking about?
But he's a commentator, right?
Broadcaster, commentator.
There
we
go. We need fedoras.
Oh, my.
But I'm just saying that I don't think everyone can pull it off, and that's my fear.
I think the only, when I think of a fedora and a guy that pulls it off, I go to Tom Landry and, like, that's it. Old football coach, like right after Vince Lombardi, you know, legend. And after that, it's like, I don't know if I see that.
I don't know, though. Every time I wear a fedora, everyone always points and says Bruno Mars.
Oh,
you know,
you could pull off, honestly, if you wanted to win a Bruno Mars like lookalike contest, an impersonation contest, I put my money on you.
I mean, is there money? If there's money for it, then sure. But if it's just for like bragging rights, then I want no part of it.
Mm.
Just saying.
Yeah. The underground circuit of Bruno Mars lookalike contests that I contribute money to, the pot typically goes to the bettors and the bookies. The cut for the talent is really,
it's not
doesn't
good.
Even cover gas.
Okay.
They're just there for their looks.
Oh.
At the lookalike contest. See what I did there?
I'm so glad that was empty.
I was so proud of myself.
I'm out. I'm not in.
Looks like I'm getting first place again.
No, you're Chino. That's your lookalike. Yeah. For those of you who aren't aware, Mark is Chino from the Deftones doppelganger.
I used to get called that in high school because I bleached my hair, and it was orange because I have black hair.
Nice.
And I was poor and can't. Oh, you gotta look up
Noah.
Chino.
Stand by. Oh. I need to Google this Chino.
Oh, Chino Marino. But you gotta look at like 2000s.
Yeah, and you need to listen to the Deftones if you haven't. Such a great band. all of you out there, if you've never listened to Deftones, check them out. Good times. And meanwhile, Noah is trying to look up this Chino character and confirm or unconfirm whether or not he looks like
a Guy Fieri looking fella.
You're looking up the early 2000s, right?
Yeah, I'm not.
Noah, you're not seeing it, are you?
I don't know how to Google stuff. This is newfangled technology. I'm going to retire.
Maybe you should try
here.
Alphabet.
Right.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Wait, do you need an encyclopedia, maybe?
Yeah, get me the encyclopedia on Chino.
Man.
Volume 4.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's when things got good.
Yeah. C to CE.
Yeah. You know what I learned? Mm.
What did you learn?
Pointless fact that is so good with a Whirly Ball conversation. Yeah. You know the band Filter?
Right.
Hey, man, nice shot.
It's a good shot, man.
Yeah. The lead singer's brother is the guy that played Evil T-1000 in the Terminator 2.
Whoa! Wait a minute. That guy? The liquid...
Yeah.
Liquid metal Terminator 2, like, best bad guy in movie history.
Yeah, Robert Patrick.
Robert Patrick is the brother of...
the lead singer of Filter.
Hey, man! That guy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's... Thank you. I'll be back in 3 minutes for more conversation.
And why does that coincide with Whirly Ball really well?
It doesn't.
Oh.
That was sarcasm.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I did not read that.
Yeah, I was lost in the segue there as well.
All right.
Cool.
Coolsies.
Cool.
My sarcasm did not pick up
there. No, you're usually so damn well on with
my,
it.
My gold's turning cheap.
Yeah, no, you had me convinced. Like, oh, how is this going to relate to Whirly Ball? Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Where are we going with it? Where are we going with it? Oh. It was a dead end the whole time.
It's like T-1000 is going to premiere at the next Whirly Ball Nationals. Mm-hmm. Yay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or his brother.
That joke really hit the short bus.
All right. Well, you'll make up for it later. I believe in you.
What?
What's that reference?
This is nothing.
The name of the Filter album.
Oh.
Name of the Filter album. And we're back in the game.
Yeah. You did it.
Full circle, like a Whirly Ball. Anyways.
You're that congresswoman, and you did it.
What's that?
Rick and Morty reference.
Oh, I haven't seen the new season.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Didn't mean to spoil it.
Yeah, that's all right. All right. I'll get around to it.
So the last time we guys got together, we were still doing leagues.
We were.
We were doing leagues.
That was a good time.
That was a good time.
I don't really remember it, but I know it was good.
I came in second to Steve's team.
I came in...
Nope, that's a lie.
Other than second or first.
You came in second to my team.
Oh, Mark Mills!
Yeah. I came in second to Mark Mills' team.
Yeah, I was going to say, we only had really
one good game.
Were
you in third place?
I think.
Yeah.
Third.
Steve's team was third.
Nobody really knows if you don't make it to the championship.
Yeah. We kind of just quit it and forget it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hit it and quit it.
Hit it and quit it. Exactly. I had a game winner, so that was cool.
Your mic didn't pick that up. Say it again.
Oh.
I say we might get hoodies in 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, meanwhile, people have been posting about national jackets, you know, and apparently
Ben reached out.
I believe it was Ben Hanna reached out to Doug from Michigan today or within the last day or two, and they're coming. So stand by for Nationals jackets.
Cool. Can Ben reach out to Seattle and get us some jackets from whenever the hell that was?
No.
2019?
He could. It's not going to happen, though. But I will tell you, Noah, I was thinking today after I saw that. Yeah. It's like, you know what? Maybe
let's
just
do it ourselves.
Yeah, I'm just going to go and
so
make this.
So I actually was looking with Elke, and I think I sent some to Nikon, trying to select, like, oh, what's a good base model jacket that we could get some embroidery or, you know, some patches on or something. And we couldn't agree on a model. So we should find one again, because I'd be totally
happy. Yeah, I mean, you and I will get some.
I'd like a nice jacket that I can wear regularly.
Awesome. Jackets. No, I was thinking more jean jacket style.
Oh, some denim?
If it's not denim, I don't want it.
Right.
a heavy acid wash.
Yeah, I was going to say acid wash. Mm-hmm. Or
heavy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the Whirly Ball logos on there.
If lots of patches.
Yes.
Some singe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll even get some.
I want it to look like I got hit with a lightsaber.
I want some court mark scuff on there.
Oh,
some
you
black,
just roll around just, on the court yeah, a little
wanna,
bit?
Exactly.
I want to be able to see your elbows yeah. through the jacket.
Well, I'm going to put a tweed patch on one
all
elbow.
Right. One of them is good.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe our jacket should all just be one jacket, where if we all like have to five be of in us, it, and yeah, five of us wear it simultaneously. You know, nothing says uniformity and oh champion God. Than one jacket for
I
all
I am envisioning,
five of us.
Like, four of us standing abreast and, like, John Weber, like, trapped in the jacket floating, like, above us because he can't get out of it. And we're all like...
I like it. It's really, I like it a lot.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ben, let us know when Seattle comes through with the
acid wash jacket.
The 10 sleeved jacket for five.
Is it like the turducken? But in a jacket. Basically.
Oh, my word. I love it. I love yeah. all of that.
All right. Well, we can dream.
Yeah. Should we talk about. Players or teams that we think would be nice for Seattle to make for Nationals?
In terms of just, you mean who roster breakdown roster, or yeah. just what? Players who we think should be going or
yeah,
what?
Just like we don't really know who's going. We don't know who's going to be on teams. There's going to be at least one A team. There might be two A teams. I don't think there are going to be three A teams, but it would be cool if there were. I don't know. We might be able to put together two B teams. I think we'll have a C team. I don't know if we'll have two. And I have no idea about D because our beginner leagues haven't fired up yet.
Well, apparently
we were talking about a D. I mean, we were talking about a D team at the end of last leagues. A couple of folks that were. That we're playing were excited about Nationals.
Well, we have, I mean, I don't know if we can, I mean, we could theoretically predict teams if we wanted to, but for me personally, I mean, when it comes to D, I can't think of five individuals off the top of my head who would go, but there are there are several players I think who, well, for instance, Adam Miller from Seattle, C player,
yeah.
Definitely strong. Has gotten better, oh, and yeah. he would elevate that team and put them in contention.
You're talking about C?
C. Yeah. C, yeah. absolutely C.
Yeah, Adam's not a, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. yeah. No. He's a C player.
And Adam has been playing with the A and B guys quite right. regularly, so that's good.
Was he right. there on Monday?
He was there on Monday.
Son yeah. of a bitch.
Yeah. You were there in spirit, Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Oh. I was just trying to make you feel better. I'm sorry.
I also didn't notice your spirit there at the time.
I like live like the closest too.
God,
Elky wasn't there either.
Open yourselves to new opportunities and things in life. Be more spiritual, guys. God, let your spirit fly, Mark, to the Whirly Ball Center.
Maybe if I would have gotten a text.
Oh, touche. So back to Adam Miller. yeah. C Nationals. I think he would be a very strong. Obviously, his bread and butter is a goalie defensive yep. position, but he has definitely started to play a bit more offense. He can roll up when need be, but definitely he is a strong defensive factor for a C team, Seattle.
I put him, one or two with Chris Laughlin in terms of best goalies that we've got in Seattle C.
Right. If those two were to be on the same team together, then, I mean, it's a very strong.
Because both of them, like you're saying, you know, Chris Laughlin has got a lot better court awareness and some vision in setting up plays.
Right.
They're both offensive threats. You know, right. I love it when Chris, you know, is on offense, carving stuff up and shooting.
People sleep right? on Chris, you people know, just because often. He's a very quiet individual. He, he is a little bit of a more passive player, but I think he builds off of team momentum. If the team's winning and he gets some positive feedback and direction, then he more often than not is in the right place and doing exactly what you need him to do, and he's going to be able to pull through for your team. and help you win the game.
I actually would put a more, you know, I saw him in a little bit more of a quiet leadership role this last season, where he was, you know, one of the more seasoned guys, one of the more talented guys on his team. And so he wasn't, you know, he wasn't waiting for, looking for, you know, the team momentum to carry him or that. He was the one that was, you know, like I said, kind of a quiet leadership.
Right.
It was cool. It was good to see.
Well, who else in C do we see?
CeCe.
I can't even talk right now. Possibly playing at the national tournament this year.
There's the self-proclaimed C forever, David Bowen.
Okay. I was also thinking Garth.
Oh, yeah.
Gartholomew.
Garth would be, again, primary goalie,
right? National
yeah,
champion.
See, then, like, David thinks of himself as a goalie as well.
Well, David's not a goalie.
Yeah. See, and
David can play. Play one-on-one defense. David's not a goalie.
Right.
I mean, he works on his shot too much. He's got a good outside shot, and he's also of the four that we've talked about the shortest.
So
again, he's a good one-on-one defender, but he's not a goalie.
So in terms of what Seattle, you know, their strength is at this point in C division, it certainly seems to be leaning toward defense. Definitely strong defense.
And that's a tall team. I mean, Garth, Adam, Chris, and those guys, they can all rotate around.
Yeah, we are talking, and I believe you did, you know, point you did lean, you know, into this, or you were talking about what team, right? I guess I was saying which players would be participating this year.
But that's how you get there,
but yeah, right. You're all over the place, which I love. I love it. I mean, in terms of we're bringing players, and then you talk about them being on the same team maybe, and but yeah, that's a lot of height. That's a lot of defense. Yeah. I kind of worry, like, who's going to be shooting. Who's gonna be on offense for him?
But David Bowen, I never worry about who's shooting, and
never worried about who's lunging.
And I think with Garth and Adam have both played a fair amount of floater, and I think Chris Laughlin has got on that team still. You know, he and David probably have the best court awareness, court vision, and Chris can play. He can really play anywhere,
right? Yeah, I just wish his court awareness definitely has gotten better.
Yeah.
He's still a little bit defensive minded.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, he doesn't quite always pick up on. Absolutely. I'm just saying there's certain instances where he needs to recognize where he is part of the offensive play.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
he doesn't need to worry about rolling back.
Yeah, what's nice about Chris, he's a smart guy. You can talk to him, and I would believe that Chris is far more coachable than other members of teams that he has been on previously.
Yeah. And I don't mean to point that out as, like, you know, he's a terrible player. This is this
here,
deficiency.
Guys.
It was more of like a yeah, you gave me this
observation.
An observation.
Yeah, but this is I'm on a like, people are sleeping on Chris Laughlin,
right?
And I'm tired of it. Don't sleep on Chris Laughlin.
All right, you heard it from Noah.
That's right.
From
he
your
sleeps
friend
on himself enough.
Right.
Yeah.
That is kind
of he's
a
humble
way
guy.
To look at it.
Yeah, he's a humble guy.
Yeah, I don't sleep on myself
he's
enough.
A sweet, sweet man.
Right.
I do every night.
All right. Don't let the whirly ball see.
Did we do it?
So, I mean, and there's a handful of other C players. I know that Dalton from St. Louis, he posted something today. He's hoping to get on a C team this year, and he's actually he's pulling for Seattle. He wants to play on Seattle again because he knows he can win with us. He did it last year in C, and he's wanting to do his part. Last year, as in he did it with Seattle, Seattle D. But yeah, he wants to come and play with Seattle again and try and win another banner, and this time the C banner. So if we're able to make that happen, I know we will, and look forward to his presence and his game and for our center if it works out that way. And in term of other C players, unless there's somebody you can name off the top of your head, those are really just kind of the primary ones that we know of. I mean, it's there's definitely some, you know, others out there, I'm sure.
You know, we'll see who comes back. You know, I think Sean, who works at the center, possibly Will, the new GM. They're a bunch of folks.
Right.
And we'll see. We'll have to see who comes back for leagues.
Right.
And hopefully someone texts them.
Yes.
But it sounds like we've got, you know, about 40 people, which will give us an upper division and a lower division, teams of four. I'm sorry, four teams of five, right? 20 people per division. So that's four teams. It should be a good league.
Right.
Should be a good league season.
Yeah. Well, like I said, regarding the leagues, I don't expect anything to be done about it. But I will just say, in terms of like not playing with our national teams yet, I am disappointed. I wish that I know that, you know, the stupid pandemic and everything has kind of, you know, taken its toll and had its effect on things. Yeah, the Omicron
ravaged us.
Yeah, it ravaged you, my friend.
It did. I got the Rona. I got the Omicron.
You did.
But a bunch of other folks did too. Like 60,
yeah,
like 50-60% of Snohomish and King County.
It's crazy.
Got it. You know, the city and the state was kind of shutting down, not for mandates or anything, just because literally two thirds of the city was sick all at the same time.
Yeah. Well, we just, I mean, it was just an ownership decision. Just a
wasn't an ownership decision.
What? Oh, was it? Oh, I thought it was Tom, but maybe they had consulted with him and told him. I guess right.
Well,
that this
has
is
to
what
go through
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah.
But no, it's a league court.
Well, I mean, yeah, you just you know he's probably going to wonder like, oh, where did this, you know, bit of revenue go? People haven't shown up these number of Mondays, and I guess you have to tell him.
All that's court.
Yeah,
Tom, all the leagues.
So,
but it wasn't a top.
Okay.
Decision.
Well, so it was a league decision, yeah. League leadership decision.
Yeah. But yeah. And the decision was kind of made for us. I mean, like we couldn't.
There were several people sick. Yeah.
And people were sick with the Rona the entire time. So
yeah.
Becoming superhuman.
Well, I mean, we could have played pickups or something with 10. I mean, I'm just, you know.
Maybe,
and there's those people who would have opted for it.
But
yeah. That's true. They probably did play pickups, just we didn't get the text.
We didn't. Yeah. I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
I didn't go.
I played a couple.
My
controversy.
Oh, boy. I mean. No, I think, as far as I know, there was nothing except that we just had pickups. So we're getting back into it.
Yeah.
It'll be exciting to get leagues. You know, what I hope that we can do is, even if we don't have Nationals teams, we would still benefit from having National players or players who are interested in going to Nationals, even if we're not on a team yet, starting to have our workshops.
Right.
And even if we don't have our teams yet, and we don't have our teams till friggin' April, and even then, like... You know how it is. Like, if that's when we start putting teams together, it'll take, like, it won't be until the week of Nationals that we'll actually have, the first time we play as a five-some will be, like, the week of Nationals is the path we're on. So we got to get workshops going, even if we're not in teams yet.
Right. Well, and I think it's probably even more beneficial, not for us B players, but for the C players, because C, I think, would benefit from workshops way more than we would.
I think I would benefit a lot from workshops. I think our teams would benefit a lot from workshops.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah.
But you're not wrong. You know, those who have never done Dogger, those who have never done a sandwich, those who have never done...
Texas.
I like sandwiches.
Yeah, right? A Texas sandwich?
Oh, good. No, I just mean that haven't done Texas.
That haven't done the Texas cars? Yeah, I don't know that our we can talk about Texas cars. But yeah, it'll be good. I also get the feeling that like we got to do something to get prepared.
Yes. Well,
it's like Scar once said, "Be prepared."
Was Scar a Boy Scout?
No. Simba's uncle.
Yeah, you know, on the remake of that movie, they took that song out.
I know.
That's so dumb. It's like they felt like it was too dark and evil.
Like the dark xylophone was the best.
Yeah. Yet, you know, they keep that song in The Hunchback of Notre Dame about him, like, you know, taking that girl's soul and her body or whatever.
Whoa.
You know?
What Disney movie were you watching?
The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I told you.
Sure wasn't Nightman.
Oh, Smack my bishop. All right.
I think we did it, you guys.
Yeah, I think we did. We touched on all the bases, and we caught up Whirly Ball Nation with consensually.
Can I touch you?
Can I grab you? Can I grab you for a moment?
Just a moment.
That's going to be a thing. And by the way, Mark, you sent that awesome I voted sticker. That was cool. For those of you out there. Yeah, you know what? Never mind. You don't need to know. But yeah, we caught up Whirly Ball Nation.
Yeah, I sent a text.
Seattle, we're starting our leagues back up. Texas, it sounds like you guys have been playing. Michigan, I know Gus Whirly Freak has been doing some Monday night stuff with some beginning players. That's awesome. Make sure you check out his channel, Whirly Freak, on YouTube. He streams live every Monday with his beginner leagues over there. Go out there, say hi. Well, go on the channel, rather. I mean, if you want to fly to Michigan and say hi to Gus and show up to the center, I'm sure he'd appreciate that as well.
Tell him we sent you.
Yeah, tell him the What in the World podcast sent you, and you'll get nothing. But, I mean, maybe some love. Yeah. I don't know.
I know those guys.
And then I believe, I want to say that maybe at least Brady from Minnesota and maybe some other people from Minnesota are going to be showing up to the invite as well. Chicago's obviously going to be there because they're hosting the damn thing. And yeah, Cleveland, hope you're doing well. I don't know what your guys' state of Whirly Ball is. Haven't heard from you in a while. So, Anthony, Chili, Sully, Billy, Billy, Chili, Willie, whoever, let us know if you know how you guys are doing, if you guys are preparing for Nats, if you guys are doing leagues or whatever it is you got going on. And am I missing anybody? You know, Miami guys, if you guys are still out there in the Whirly Ball Center, you know, or the Whirly Ball world, and you listen to this, or if you're still trying to plan on playing. I know that Clint had posted something for Angelo from Miami.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
those were the two dates. Guys. Orlando.
So,
yeah. Angelo and Kelsey.
Yeah. So, you know, that would be cool if they can get a team to come and participate and
Toronto.
And play. And
yeah, the Toronto City.
Right.
Blue and silver.
So, am I missing anybody? Atlanta? What's up with Atlanta? Haven't heard a peep from them in a while. Who knows what's going on with them? Mark referencing something that Noah gets, but I don't.
Yeah, what's
but that's
up,
pretty
Atlanta?
Typical.
What's up? Jump on it.
Yeah.
Atlanta,
okay, now I got it.
Jump on it. Yeah.
Well, I think that about does it. Wraps it up. It's been a beautiful, beautiful Thursday night.
It was a nice get-together.
Yeah, it was a good get-together. We had some great libations, good conversations. Learned a lot of things.
But you can be the judge if these conversations were good. We enjoyed them.
Yeah. Reach out to us on the Facebooks, What in the World podcast.
Send Mark a text.
Yeah, send him a text. I'll give you his number. You know, do what you will. And make sure you come to the Chicago invite, you know. Flights aren't that bad. They're pretty inexpensive right now. Registration, $140. And in the meantime, as always, don't let those Whirly Balls hit in the face.
Please and thank you.
Especially in the late pay hours.
Volation.
Love you.
I've been grabbed.
Respectfully.